This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Department of Veterans Affairs is stepping up a push to enroll veterans in health care. CPR's John Daly reports the VA has seen a big uptick from last year.
According to the agency, more than 7,500 Colorado veterans have enrolled in VA health care over the past year. That's a nearly 33% increase, which is similar to national numbers. The agency says this is the most yearly enrollees in at least 5 years at VA and a nearly 50% increase over pandemic-level enrollment in 2020. The trend is driven by a law passed by Congress to expand VA health care and benefits to millions of veterans. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Utilities is warning its customers about a rise in scam calls. The company says scammers defrauded customers out of about $20,000 in just a few days. The calls threaten a disconnection in service without an immediate payment. Colorado Springs Utilities says it does not make such threats and that instead it offers payment options to avoid disconnects. A resolution stating Alamosa County is not a sanctuary county died last week. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
County commissioners declined to bring the measure up for a vote following more than an hour of public comment. The Alamosa Valley Courier reports a large majority of speakers were against the proposal. They disagreed with the resolution's assumption that new immigrants would be a health or safety risk. The debate comes after El Paso County and other Colorado communities passed similar resolutions due to worries that housing and helping new immigrants could cost taxpayers money. Even with the resolution dead, commissioners still expressed worries the county's budget would not be able to handle an influx of newcomers.
CPR's Dan Boyce reporting. This is CPR News in KRCC.